For decades, Ascot Races has been renowned for its strict dress code, and each year the annual Royal Ascot Style Guide, wait for this story, clearly advises racegoers on how to ensure their attire is appropriate. This year, event organisers have stressed that all male attendees must wear socks with their shoes, or they may be denied entry. Shirts and ties must be worn, as bow ties, cravats are banned. The etiquette expert, William Hansen, we like a bit of William. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. And the tailor and fashionista, Chris Souter. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, good morning. So, Chris, they can't go now to the races with socks off, with showing their ankles.
Yeah, what's that all? I love nothing more than a pair of loafers with a bit of sock showing. Well, just a bit of suitable bit of fake tan sprayed onto it. I think it'd be absolutely fine. In fact, Stephen, I think it's a look that you should adopt. What do you think?
Well, no socks.
No socks and a wee bit of spray tan on your ankles. I think you could pull that off rather easily.
What do you think, William?
Oh, I think that would make me fairly ill if I saw, whether it was you, Stephen, or anyone else dressed like that. Thank heavens that Royal Ascot have come out and said this. I mean, you know, fair enough if you're on a holiday or somewhere warm and sunny in Saint-Tropez, that's fine. But, you know, when you're at a formal event at Royal Ascot, for example, then yes, you need to be properly dressed. And no one's making anybody go to Royal Ascot. If you don't like the dress code or what goes on there, don't go. I mean, it's as simple as that.
But
the one thing that kind of got me again is the socks and ankles thing. That's only a bit of a joke. But it's the no bow ties and cravats. You know, if you think of Royal Ascot as a very upper echelon, high level event to go to, you know, most of the posh people wear bow ties and cravats. You know, I know that's a bit much of a stereotype. I don't know why Ascot are curtailing that and having everybody just wear ties.
I think this is Chris, but yeah, bow ties. You know, I'm not against bow ties at all. Cravats, you know, a little bit, you know, funny about them. But Royal Ascot, you know, this is in the Royal Enclosure certainly, and the Queen Anne Enclosure, which is predominantly morning dress, and that is regardless of Ascot, there's fairly strict, stringent rules on that, and a bow tie is not correct.
What's morning dress?
It's the morning
coat. You live in a different world than me, Mr. Hansen. Morning dress. I can barely put a shirt on without ketchup stains down it by 9:10 in the morning. What is morning dress?
Yes, morning dress is a sort of a long tail coat that would not same as white tie, which is a different sort of like Downton type tail coat. It's a normally black or sometimes grey tail coat. It's with a double-breasted waistcoat, a turned-down shirt collar and a necktie, and sometimes with top hats, certainly for Ascot. Very smart weddings, very smart funerals, investitures, garden parties. That's the time for morning dress.
Actually, Stephen, if I can just come in there, it's another thing. We have to do a lot of morning wear over here.
Yeah.
It's not very much big in Northern Ireland, but weddings went away from that about sort of 5 or 6 years ago. But it is making a bit of a comeback and coming up to Ascot. To be fair, we still do our fair share of morning
But
wear.
Is it not cool if we come back to the socks thing? Like, I see these young, trendy men walking around and they've no socks on. Is that not cool these days, William Hansen?
They wear
suits without socks.
It might be cool, but it is not correct. And Royal Ascot is a very formal occasion, and those standards are going to
be
upheld.
Well, who says what's correct these days, though? Move with the times, William.
Well, yes, but, you know, with that sort of attitude, we could allow anything, really. And actually, you know, it's not a public event, you know. No one, again, as I said earlier, no one's forcing anybody to go. If you don't like the rules, you don't need to go.
Is it true, Evany, you go both sockless and commando?
No, that's not true. You've got it kind of mixed up because you go with socks and no shoes.
Yes.
Let me see, have you got...
No, I don't have shoes on. No, I keep on losing
two
my
odd socks on, and he's like a child where, you know, their socks need pulled up. So
yes.
These big floppy ends on them, and he wanders around the BBC.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
And Lord Hall is in the building today. I'll not be putting my shoes on for him either.
Have you requested... Do
all these people, have you seen how this place has been completely clean for Lord Hall's arrival?
Have you not been asked to leave the building for when he gets
yes,
here?
Yes, I have been asked.
What will happen is there'll be a big meeting later on today.
This is Lord Tony Hall, the Director-General of the BBC, no less.
Exactly. Stephen will say, I'm not going, I'm too busy, I have stuff to do. And then he'll wander in.
No, no.
He'll sneak in and he'll manage to get a seat right at the front. Oh, hello, Tony, we'll have a chat later.
You hit the nail on the head.
Yes.
The management team have asked me if I may just not be around today.
Yes, well, you like to do what management ask you to do.
They don't think I've got the look for Tony.
It's worked so far.
Stephen, by the way,
I'm not putting my shoes on for him. I'm not doing it. Yes,
Stephen. If you, I don't know if you've seen a BBC show that I was in with William recently, where we tried to dress up Jake O'Kane, one of our greatest comedians. I think there is a massive audience out there that would let William and I have a go at Stephen Nolan. Would that not make brilliant television? And we'll try and dress up in here, gentlemen. We could even try and get you to Royal Ascot in morning wear with socks and a necktie. What do you think of that?
Not sure all the money in the world would encourage me to do that.
He doesn't mean that, Stephen. He doesn't mean
he
that.
He does mean that,
doesn't
he?
No, I do.
So you don't think all the money in the world could dress me up to look clean and tidy?
No. I'm sure all the money in the world could do that. I just thought I couldn't be paid all the money in the world to do that.
He just doesn't want to do it.
Well,
I understand.
Stephen, I'll do it here, Stephen. I'll do it for free.
A well-dressed.
There you go.
A well-dressed.
And how would
you
dress me, Chris?
You wearing a belt?
What would you put on me?
Are you talking to me? Or are you talking to William?
I'm talking to you, Chris.
Oh, talking to me? Well, I think that we should attempt the morning wear first, because that would be absolutely brilliant.
What does that even
and I
mean?
Could just see you, Stephen, sitting behind your microphone in the morning in striped trousers, double-breasted waistcoat, a nice tailcoat with a hat on, and you can keep your
look like Humpty Dumpty.
That'd be great. Would it not make great TV?
Striped trousers,
yeah.
A hat.
The BBC once dressed. I've never let me dress them have anything to do with my dress since. Do you remember that?
Did you
show?
Not have a wardrobe allowance? At
do
one
you remember
point?
That gold ring show where the BBC
five
did dress
rings.
Me as Humpty
yes.
Dumpty?
Yes, Vinny was telling me about your wardrobe allowance, Stephen. Yes, we need to look into that.
Sorry, Chris, I was not telling you about his wardrobe allowance because I did not say if he did or did not have a wardrobe allowance. Would you like to answer, Stephen?
You did say in a rather weird American accent.
Here's Christine. Morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think you have only the one shirt in that wardrobe that you wear every Wednesday night
yes.
on your show.
It's the only one that fits me.
If you threw it at the wall, it would stick, Christine.
Well, see the money you have. Why don't you buy a lot of shirts? Go to that shop in the Newton Arch Road, does buy the extra large.
What are you trying to say?
What are you trying? Are you trying to say that I can't? You might be right.
Why is this shirt not fit?
Well, you're in good form today, aren't you?
Yeah, I tried to be in good form with you last Wednesday and you were too busy.
When was that?
Last Thursday, sorry.
Where was it?
Nolan.
What?
After the Nolan show last Wednesday night.
Oh, did he snub you, Christine?
Yes, he did.
What happened?
What happened?
He said, get that 15 one on. And then he went on to something else.
Is this what I'm talking about?
Said, sorry, Christine. Can't speak to you today.
I thought you were down at the programme. This was on the radio.
Anyway, Christine, do you know Lord Hall is in town?
No, I don't.
He's the Director General of the BBC. Do you think, as a matter of respect, I should put my shoes on?
I think you should hide, Stephen.
Yes. Well, they've told me to get out of the building. I bet you Crothers. I bet you Crothers
has a full. He's got a full set of teeth. Did you see him last night, Christine? He's still missing his front tooth. You think he was 5 years
That's
old?
What I said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got no shoes on, his socks are hanging off him, he's no belt, and he's missing a tooth.
Crothers will
Billy,
be in here with a morning
Billy,
suit.
Excuse me, Stephen.
Yes.
Billy, you yes. looked very well up at Ballyhackamore.
Well, I'm not sure I totally agree with you there.
You
did you see that suit they gave me, Christine?
You let people talk.
That coat they gave me, Christine, is a lady's coat. Did you notice?
What? No. Didn't notice.
It had padded shoulders.
It was like a flasher's coat, wasn't it?
No, it was not, Chris. It was
Norman and Bangor. Good morning. Not Norman.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning.
Stephen, you have to be nice to me today. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Dear licence fee pair, welcome to the BBC. How old are you? 92?
73.
My goodness. Happy birthday, Norman.
Thanks, Stephen. Stephen, yes. I've got... If they're going to ban men from not wearing ankle socks...
Yes.
What about women that don't wear tights or women who wear ankle braces around their ankles or tattoos around their ankles?
Ankle braces? What are ankle braces?
They wear braces around their ankles.
Oh, the bracelets.
Aye.
The little bracelets.
You've got one of them, haven't you?
Stephen got one.
He has. A wee diamante one.
Stephen wouldn't get into Ascot, so he wouldn't.
Do you think there's any way I could get into Ascot, William?
Well, I'm sure someone would let you in, but you know there are some sort of the lesser enclosures that I'm sure you could perhaps
lesser enclosures. You make them sound like a horse.
Well, they're called enclosures, but the Royal Enclosure and Queen Anne, I think, perhaps are ones that you could aspire to get into
for a different
date.
Type of people.
Well, no, you know, just for those that are wearing socks.
And what, Stephen? Yes, and what Norman. About daisies that cut their holes in their trousers? Are they allowed in the Ascot?
Oh, ripped jeans. Because, well, I believe Mr. Hansen, who actually parades around in a pair of ripped jeans. Is this true,
that's
William?
That's a fashion nowadays.
Is this true, William? Showing a bit of thigh?
I have never worn ripped jeans because I can afford a proper pair of jeans that has all the material on it.
Sure, they're made like that and sold like that in the shops now.
Here's Jerry and Derry. Good morning, Jerry and Derry.
Good morning. I'd just like to talk to the clothes police there.
Yes.
Decides what's proper dress?
Well,
our posh
friend William Hansen tries to decide it, Jerry.
But what gives him the right to decide what is proper dress?
Why don't you engage with Mr. Hansen?
Stephen, have you let me? I will.
Well, say good morning to him.
Good morning.
Good morning,
police. 35 years ago, I walked into a bar in Derry. Just after my work, and I was wearing jeans.
Sounds like a story, this.
And the bar manager told me, "I'm sorry, you're not allowed in. You're wearing jeans." And two solicitors sitting at the bar, two friends of mine actually, turned around and says, "Does that mean we have to leave as well because we're wearing jeans?" And the bar manager says, "But that's not your working clothes." And the solicitor said, "You mean if I had to come in with my suit?"
What is the point to this story?
The point is that people are entitled to wear whatever clothes they are, if they're respectable, clean. No, for him to turn around and say, "I have to wear such and such." Who is it to dictate what I have to wear?
William?
Well, there is, of course, in your everyday life, when you're going about your normal business and you're at home and you're going to your own work, then yes, you know, unless your employer dictates a certain dress code, you wear what you like as long as it's clean, presentable and you know, you're modestly covered. But there are always going to be parties, weddings, Ascot, for example, or evening dues where, on the invitation, there will be a dress code. And as I said, if you don't like the dress code, you don't need to go. No one's forcing you to go. And you've got to accept that we're in such a casual society now where, oh, anything goes. But actually, there are some occasions where you need to show more respect, and how you show that is in wearing a more heightened level of dress.
How does that show respect?
How does it show respect? Because you're conforming with what the organiser would like you to wear.
Yeah, but you go beyond that, William, don't you? You want us to conform with what society as a norm wants us to wear, and then we all walk around looking like the same thing.
Well, yeah, around like people in China all wearing a red suit. Well, Tsi Tung had got his way. Is that what he's looking us to do? Conform to his style of dress?
Now, China has moved on somewhat. You should go sometime. It's quite good fun. But in terms of your dress, then yes, you do need to sort of raise the bar and put a bit of effort
in.
Nobody wants to put...
But now, who are you to decide what is proper dress? Why do you decide, not me?
Because that's my job.
Here's Vinti in Belfast. Morning, Vinti.
Stephen, good morning. Stephen... did I hear you say there that the BBC tells you what to wear when you're doing your TV programme?
No, the BBC used to try to do that many years ago, and they dressed me like Humpty Dumpty.
Well, I
refuse to let the BBC do this now.
You know, listen, many years ago, I've taxied you many times since then, but the first time I ever taxied you, it actually wasn't you, it was your suit. I got sent down to pick it up in one of them shops in the town, and it probably was the time when the BBC told you what the worst, even because it was an awful thing, to be honest with you.
What's it? What did it look like?
It was a grey, dark thing with stripes in it. But listen, I think that guy there, you know, the etiquette boy.
Yes.
Listen, where would you want? Where would you feel comfortable in? That's what. And see, if you want to wear odd socks and tomato sauce stains on whatever on your shirt, fair play.
Well, then you're not getting the Ascot.
Well, that's what's he telling us now? To dress up and get skint? Is that what he wants us to do?
Do you think there's a certain... Do you know the way in the past it would have been if you were going into work, you know, you wore a suit and tie, you wore a suit and shirt? You know, I come in here like some type of dishevelled mess every morning, as do half the Nolan team. That we're lucky if we get them into work at all. Chris Souter, do you think times have changed now in terms of the expectation of you're going to work?
Do you know what you wear? Sadly, they have, Stephen. Although it can be a life choice, it's how you choose to present yourself and
what you think other people will perceive of you, if that does matter to you. For some people, public perception and other people's perception doesn't mean anything, Stephen. But I do think that some of your callers have a point, and we need to get to talking to your wardrobe room in the BBC. Get you down to my shop, Stephen. Spend all your money in here, and I will have you looking like a William Hanson.
Oh, my. Well,
I don't think either of us want that.
Well, no, I could sue.
Oh, but in your mind, Stephen, it's got less and less. The if you think of the etiquette, what William stands for, that etiquette has got less and less in the workplace. I have to admit, I'm even in work today without wearing a tie. Now, I'm wearing a suit, a lovely suit, and open neck shirt and loafers, yes, but I do have socks on today. But I am in without a tie. And, you know, it is sad, and I do find it. I did used to find it an issue. Now I have kind of moved with the times, and half the week I am not wearing a tie, half the week I am wearing a tie.
Have you ever gone out in public without any socks on, Mr. Hanson?
No. Not in this country,
William,
anyway.
You're missing out, William.
No, I mean, in this country, the weather's pretty grim most of the time.
Even when you're wearing shorts?
It's liberating, William.
Well, I don't really wear shorts in public in this country.
Why not?
Because they're too casual, and the weather is not ever warm enough really to warrant them. You can wear a nice sort of light chino or an action slack.
An action slack?
I love that.
Have you ever in your life gone commando?
I'm sorry?
Here's Shirley in Enniskillen. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry for keeping you, Shirley. Go ahead. You've been to Ascot four times.
Yes. Yeah, it's a tremendous experience. One of the times they were doing up Ascot and we were sent up to York. We went from one of the stations up to, on the Royal Scot up to York when they were doing up the Ascot. But anyway, it's tremendous. Everybody, you just don't know where to look to see lovely things, and the royalty are there and they parade past.
And how would you feel, Shirley, about someone parading around there with, you know, a suit with no socks on?
At Ascot?
Yes.
Oh, well, it's formal and that's not meant to be.
Yeah.
And that's the way they should keep it.
Okay. Well, look, Shirley, thank you very much indeed for your call today. Just before we go, William Hanson, I have an idea.
Yes.
If you would run with this, right?
Right.
I run around a dishevelled mess all the time. And you run around like some type of posh boy. What about we do a role reversal where we try to get someone to dress you like some type of chav?
Yes.
And then they can try to dress me like in some type of respectable way.
I'll clear my diary.
Really?
Yes.
Would you do it?
Oh, for you, anything.
Here's James in North Down. Good morning, James.
How are you, Stephen?
Go ahead,
just sir. Listening to the programme there. I just couldn't believe how rude those other callers were to the guy relating to the Ascot etiquette dress code.
Mr. Hanson, we like to be rude to William.
Huh?
We like to be rude to William.
But why?
Would you not want to be rude
to
William?
Why are you condemning him for stating what you should wear at Ascot?
Oh, this caller's good. Keep him.
Well, why are you condemning them? And those guys who rang up who were very rude and ignorant, are they saying if they were invited to a wedding to a formal evening, they would just go in ordinary clothes? Would they not accept the host's invitation based on what it says? Royal Ascot, yes, it's the height of the echelons of racing, but the thing is, there is a dress code and you should respect that dress code.
This isn't the first time.
If you want to dress, no matter where you want.
This isn't the first time I've asked a man this. What are you wearing now?
Who?
Me?
Never you worry what I'm wearing.
Oh, come on, describe it.
I wear what I want to wear.
Describe it. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing casual clothes.
Describe them.
Why should I describe them? What are you wearing?
Have you got action? Have you got action slacks?
Go on. Have I got what?
Have you got action slacks?
Are you trying to be ignorant to me now? Are you
no.
trying to take the piss out of me?
Have you got action slacks? Right. William Hanson saying a nice pair of action slacks is what's going. What are action slacks, William?
They're a sort of a bit more durable chino with a pleat going down the front, usually.
James, thank you.
Thank you,
mate. Bye bye. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, William.
No problem. Bye.
That was good crack this morning, actually. Thank you for listening today. We're back tomorrow, 9 o'clock, BBC Radio Ulster. Have a good Thursday, everybody.